Hello and thank you for downloading Sporting Witness from the BBC World Service. As the Cricket World Cup reaches its climax, we look back now to an earlier final when India turned the tables on an all-conquering team. David Prest reports.
First runs from Miss Field.
A few nerves out there this morning.
The 1983 Cricket World Cup final at Lord's. Twice champions and the dominant force in world cricket, the West Indies, are being challenged by India. The Caribbean side had a quartet of ferocious fast bowlers and some of the greatest batsmen of their generation, including Viv Richards. India were young, inexperienced, and at least on paper, average cricketers. But they were led by a charismatic young skipper, Kapil Dev. One of the members of that historic team was all-rounder Madan Lal. Madan, you were the real underdogs that year. No one was putting money on India, were they?
You know, like 1975, we won one game. And 1979, we not won any game. We were just new to the one-day cricket.
You say you only won the one match in 1975, and that was against a fairly lowly team, East Africa.
Yeah, that's right. Kenya, yeah.
India's record was pretty appalling in the World Cup, in a way.
Yeah, definitely. Very poor, you know, if you look at the result in two World Cups. But if you ask me, you know, as a personally, if they were thinking to win the World Cup, I will definitely say no. Because everybody had a better team than us. But Kapil Dev, if you ask me, he led the side from the front, you know, because he believed himself that we can do it.
He can hit it anywhere. That's it. Four runs off the edge. India are through to the final. What a great day for Indian cricket.
India quietly made their way through the opening rounds of the tournament and against all expectations beat England in the semi-final at Old Trafford to make it to Lord's for the final. So we move to the 25th of June, 1983. It's the final of the World Cup. It's held at Lord's. It's a sunny day. It's a packed house. Kapil Dev, I understand, said to you all, we've done brilliantly to get this far. We've done really well to get this far. Just enjoy the day.
Yeah, that's right. You know, like, we didn't have that much pressure, you know, in the final, you know. But, you know, like, one thing I remember, you know, looking at the wicket, you know, when I was going for a practice, and there was a few commentator, you know, like English commentator. They all told me that, I hope you win today. I hope you win. They all wanted us to win.
But things started badly. India's most experienced batsman, Sunil Gavaskar, was out for two.
Well done. That's beautifully bowled. Gavaskar has gone the first wicket down.
The rest of the Indian team were skittled out without even using up their allotted overs.
Hold him. It's all over. That's the end.
But it must have been slightly dispiriting to find that your total was fairly low, 183. Not really most people's expectations, quite enough to win the World Cup.
Yeah, definitely. 183 is nothing. But, you know, mind you, whenever you get the breakthrough, if you keep on getting the wickets, what happened? The pressure keep on building on other side.
And he's driven beautifully wide of middle. Glorious stroke again.
The man India feared most was Vivian Richards, the masterful West Indian batsman. And when he came to the crease, it was clear that he wanted a quick and efficient victory. He started to hit the Indian bowlers to all parts of the ground. So when Kapil Dev gave you the ball, what did he say to you?
Well, you know, like, he was thinking to remove me from that over, you know. Because, I bowled two overs and Vivian Richard hit me, you know, I think about 20, 22 odd runs. And Kapil was looking for another bowler, you know. So I told him, I said, you give me one more over, I'll try, you know. Give me one, you know. He said, hold on. I said, no, you give me one more over.
You argued with your captain to stay on in that case.
Yeah, that's right. You know, sometimes, you know, when you're getting hit, you know, then that is the only time you have a chance of getting the batsman out.
But, Madan, this was Vivian Richards, the greatest batsman in the world, and he was hitting you all over the park.
Yeah, that's right. We were all over the park. But then I said, okay, right, put a little bit of shoulder in it, and, you know, it might go, you know, a little bit faster.
Not so good. Beautifully caught. And Richards has gone for 33.
But that wicket, that one wicket, you getting out Vivian Richards,
the ball, yeah. he tried to hook the ball, it yeah. skied in the air. No one, yeah. even at that stage, everybody thought it was going to drop into no man's land. But what happened yeah. next?
He kept the eyes on the ball all the time, which we basically teach the kids, you know. And we always believe that he can take it, you know.
To put it in context, though, the ball was behind him, he was running away, he was catching it, he yeah. was looking over his shoulder.
Yeah.
An extraordinarily difficult thing to do.
Yeah, that's right, you know. Kapil Dev also knew that if I catch it, then the story will be different, you know. So he has to catch that ball, otherwise the people in India will be cursing him, you know.
And the Indian skipper has done a tremendous job to get back there. Marvellous running catch.
And there's a moment of sheer joy on your face, which the camera captures just at that moment.
Yeah, that's right, because otherwise, you know, like, he was hitting me, like, right, left and centre. From there onward, you know, we started thinking, oh, we can do it.
He's gone! Kapil Dev, the skipper, and the West Indies in total disarray now.
As the match played out, wickets continued to fall, and it was clear the West Indies were well short. Do you remember that moment when Michael Holding was at LBW to your friend Jimmy Amarnath?
Yeah, I remember it, you know, because he tried to pull the ball, you know, like the ball hit him on the right, in front of the wicket. I still remember it.
And that's out. Yes, it's all over this time. As India race into the pavilion with the Prudential Cup players.
And a wonderfully enthusiastic crowd. This was the time when they could run on immediately at the point of victory, and the Indian team only just managed to get into the pavilion before they were completely absorbed and surrounded by the crowd.
Yeah, that's right. We were looking at the ground, you know. There was not a single patch on the ground, you know, which was not covered by the people, you know.
Careful, they're looking at you back home from Bombay to Calcutta. What do you want to say to all your countrymen who's beyond being happy?
Come here. We want to come here again next time with the same spirit, and we should do it next time as well.
Colour television had only just arrived in India, and actually televising cricket live was still quite a rare event. In India, it was coming up close to midnight. Did you get a sense that the entire country was watching?
Very few television was there, you know, like in India. You know, like the lights, you know, like we have the lights, you know, power coming to the television, all the power's gone, you know. That's where the people missed my wicket also, because they thought there was no power, you know.
I think Mrs. Gandhi, just the day after that victory at Lord's, said, "This shows we can do it." And that phrase became something which resonated for many years.
Yeah, very, very, very deep. You know, like, she was also over the moon, you know, said that India has won the World Cup. And after that, you know, the whole India opened up.
And do you still get a lot of attention wherever you go, madam? Are you still associated forever as this boyish, enthusiastic medium pacer leaping into the air, coming in with that wonderful, enthusiastic bowling action? Are you still are you still one of the boys of 83?
Yeah, that's right. We're still the boys of 83. And you feel proud, you know, that people recognize you even after so many years. You know, they've not forgotten us.
We played like winners throughout the game, throughout the series. They said, "We will do it."
And after you retired, Madden, you became a coach. You've had a go at acting. You've been a politician. Has anything topped that day at Lord's, though, for you?
Well, Lord's is going to the best memories of my life, you know, not the politics or not anything else, you know. Like, it for me is the home for, you know, like, where we grown up.
Madan Lal, 1983 World Cup winner, thank you for joining us on Sporting Witness.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
And the reporter for that edition of Sporting Witness was David Press. It was a Whistledown production for the BBC World Service.